Today's dose of God's Word therapy doeth good like a medicine. It will be health to all your flesh. If His words are taken faithfully, they will expand your earthly life expectancy an average of 11%, or 4,015 days, or 8.58 years. That's using a combined average male-female U.S. life expectancy of 78 years. Not only a whopping 11% longer, but you'll be sick less often, and if you do get sick, you'll recover quicker. How astounding that thousands of years before scientific research discovered that attending church more than once a week increased average lifespan by 11%, God's Word was already there showing the way. Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, states it with clarity in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Imagine that this promise even includes eternal life. Suppose the pharmaceutical industry could produce a pill that could extend high-quality life by 4,015 days, with the ultimate end being eternal life. How much would that be worth? Unbeknownst to much of the world at large, there is just such a pill. Years ago, a brother coined the word gospels. The magnificent gospel of Jesus Christ is the panacea, the antidote, even life more abundantly. Have you been born again? Would you like to start all over, void of guilt and shame? Would you like to start all over with supernatural power to live a life filled with promise? Consider this gospel, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew 6:22, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." God said, Psalms 119:130, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." God said, Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." God said, Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Man said, "Man made God. He is simply a crutch for the weak. The Christian God and His Bible are an illusion, a fiction." Now the record. The distance between the Word of God and man's rebellion is expanding quickly. As a result, the world is filled with hellacious evils. One of those evils is mental illness. In the United States, statistics have it that 40% of us will experience some form of clinical mental illness in our lifetimes. The words of God that pseudoscience has rejected are, in fact, the very solution they seek. The children of faith have a beautiful promise recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Jesus is the answer. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 609. That once again proves the full inerrancy and supernatural authorship of the Holy Bible. These features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and for ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be of good cheer, saints. Your childlike faith will not be disappointed. Thank you for coming. We look forward to your visits. Scientific and academic discoveries of today inadvertently confirm the inerrancy of Holy Writ with consistent regularity. Biblical statements concerning the creation of the earth and its universe out of words, light before the sun, man from dirt, a first man and his woman, Adam's rib, the whole earth once being vegetarian, the serpent, the fruit, and the fall, dinosaurs and man living contemporaneously, Noah and the flood, and many more have all been established as accurate accounts and imagined. These are issues addressed in just the first six chapters of the Bible. God's word is true and righteous altogether. Today's science is discovering the dazzling accuracy of biblical concepts and terminologies, concepts and terminologies recorded thousands of years ago. Psalms 33:6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. God's word spends an enormous amount of time dealing with the direct effect of words. Everything is literally constructed directly or indirectly out of words. Students of the Bible have some understanding of this principle. A couple of short paragraphs of review are needed here to set the stage. Years ago, I was talking to a man about Jesus Christ. He told me that all I had to offer was just words, and those words were of no importance. I asked him, "What if I can prove to you that all things are created from words?" He answered me in a challenging tone, "Try it." The following explanation ensued. I asked him how he arrived at the event that we were attending. He said he had driven up in his car. I told him that I would prove that his auto was a simple compilation of words. I explained, "Long before the first car was ever created, a man rode down the road in a horse-drawn buckboard, taking all day to do what just takes minutes in our modern vehicles." He thought, "Boy, I'd love to have a horseless carriage." Those were silent words within his head. He went home, grabbed a tablet, and wrote down his plan to create a horseless carriage, written words. I asked the man with whom I was speaking what we had so far, and he rightly responded, "Words." Next, the excited inventor went out into the field and dug up some iron ore which God had spoken into existence out of that which is invisible with just words, processed it into steel, and drove away in the first car, his horseless carriage. I asked my friend, "What is a car made of?" He responded, "Words." Everything is made of words, God's words. Learning to speak the language of unfeigned faith is such a marvelous thing. When we become born again, we enter the invisible kingdom of God. Jesus said in Luke 17:20-21, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.'" This new life in the invisible kingdom has a totally new language. Speaking this language is imperative. Because everything is made out of words, the words we speak actually create things. End of quote. Scientists studying DNA, which houses the building instructions of life, were shocked to discover that it utilized a four-letter alphabet and that its instructions were delivered in words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and books. They have dubbed it the Book of Life. Everything is made of words. The Bible teaches its students to convert words into light, literally the internalization of light. It's true that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Consider this life-changing information found in the God Said, Man Said feature, Harnessing Words, Light, and Health. The ability to convert words to light and light to health, for example, is a line of action to which the redeemed have ready access. Science was shocked to discover that every cell in the human body has on board a laser system far more sophisticated than anything man has developed. These lasers emit photons, coherent radiation, and with these emissions converse intercellularly via what science calls the language of light. How do thoughts, silent words, and spoken words turn into light in the body and produce a physical result such as health or disease? The following excerpts are from Dr. Don Colbert's book, Deadly Emotions. We can sum up in one word the basic communication link between what we think in the brain and what we experience in the cells of the body, neuropeptides. Now, before your eyes glaze over and you assume that I'm going to assault you with a lot of medical mumbo-jumbo, let me assure you that I'm going to describe the physical process of how emotions turn into disease in very simple terms. Those of you who are physicians or medical researchers may find this explanation overly simplified, but I ask for your patience. Dr. Candace Pert, a noted stress researcher, demonstrated that a certain class of our immune cells, the monocytes, have tiny molecules on their surface called neuroreceptors that are perfect fit for neuropeptides. All of the monocytes have these receptor sites. The brain produces the neuropeptides, which are chains of amino acids, and conducts them along the nervous cells throughout the body. They are like the keys that fit into the molecular locks of every cell of the body. Dr. Pert has called them bits of brain floating through the body. The brain talks to the immune cells all over the body, and in turn, the immune system cells communicate back to the brain using the messengers called neuropeptides. If your brain interprets physical perceptions as anger, fear, or depression, every immune cell of your body knows that interpretation very quickly, end of quote. God gives to his children the amazing ability to harness the power of his creation words and to convert them into light in every cell of the body and every one of nearly 100 trillion cells. New medical analytics are presently being perfected to measure light emissions from the human body via body scans. Very sophisticated scanning cameras have been developed to scan the body for light emissions which are given off by all living creatures. When the scanning camera detects abnormally low light levels, it suggests sickness or disease. When the cells no longer emit light, they are dead. God speaks of an internal light, one that can fill the body, a light that generates health and life. The skeptics mock such concepts and lift them up as examples of the ineptness of the Bible. Could Jesus be speaking accurately in Luke 11:34-36? And the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. The principle of a single eye is an eye fixed upon Jesus Christ and him alone. When this is accomplished, the Bible says the whole body will be filled with light. Science now has its own understanding of this truth. Psalms 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light, giveth understanding unto the simple. How marvelously and literally true is the word of God. The Bible says the entrance of thy words. The word of God enters the mind and heart and illuminates the whole body. The interaction of words and light at the cellular level is truly staggering, end of quote. Now that we know that God's word gives light and the believer internalizes it, consider the following excerpts from the December 2010 issue of Psychology Today. Artists often depict sadness with sweeping gray tones. A new study in biological psychiatry finds that depressed individuals actually do perceive the world as more gray. Ludger van Elst, a researcher at the University of Freiburg in Germany, noticed that depressed patients had trouble rating the contrast levels of black and white images to rule out the possibility that decreased attention rather than vision was the blame. Van Elst had subjects watch a flashing image of a black and white checkerboard while a scan recorded electrical impulses on the retina. Of the 32 subjects with below average contrast responses, only one was not depressed, confirming Van Elst's hypothesis. And the more severe the depression, the more impaired the perception. You still see the windows, the trees, the book, but they look somehow different, he explains. Certain contrast-perceiving retinal cells interact with dopamine, a neurotransmitter that plays a key role in the brain system of emotion and reward. Research still needs to determine whether other psychiatric disorders have the same effect, but Van Elst believes his findings hold promise. I've never seen such a strong objective signal that tells apart depressed and non-depressed patients with such high predictive power, he says. End of quote. A daily dose of holy word therapy is just what Dr. Jesus prescribes for depression. Changing the words of doubt and fear to God's promises of certainty and security will turn the dark skies bright blue. We're made out of words, words that are internalized. Speak God's words over yourself, and every cell in your body will shout, "Thank you." God said, Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." God said, Psalms 119, 130, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." God said, Psalms 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God said, Proverbs 18:21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Man said, man made God. He is simply a crutch for the weak. The Christian God and his Bible are an illusion, a fiction. Now you have the record.